What is up, guys? Welcome back to episode 4 of the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast. I'm your host, Carson Osteen, and I am excited to dive into this episode. So today I'm going to be talking about exactly how you can turn whatever discouragement you have into encouragement. This is something I really have been told that I could really speak on for a while, because I've experienced this a lot with FFA. Every single competition I've done terrible at, and I'm just going to be upfront with that. And I know I mentioned that in my second episode, I believe, but that's just something I wanted to be upfront about and pretty much just give a little bit of backstory before I dive into why you should do this, how you should do this, and all of that. So I hope y'all are excited to continue to listen to this podcast. If you've made it this far to episode 4, then I applaud you, because my voice can kind of get annoying, and I've heard it kind of like makes people sleepy. I don't know, but that's random. Sorry. But if you made it this far, thank you, because I like to talk a lot, and there's a bunch of times I get off topic, but that's fine, just like right now. But yeah, so I wanted to start off with a story. Here I am. I've told this story multiple times, but I'm doing the Creed competition my freshman year. I learned the Creed about a week ahead of the actual clinic, and I went to the clinic. I rocked it. Every single judge that I had said I did amazing. Now, whether they were just being, you know, sugarcoating it, I'll never know. But I heard great things about it, and I felt great about it. I felt like I was going to go do this Creed. I was going to rock it. I was going to win something. And a few days before, we get a big old snowstorm. And like I said, that is rare in West Tennessee. But it happened. And I lose the chance to do the Creed in person, to in front of like our advisors, our chapter judges, you could say, to see who would move on to the regional competition. And I really wish I would have had the chance to do it in front of our chapter judges, or advisors, I think is who the judges were. Because I feel like I struggle to try to send a video with me talking for, or me doing a memorized speech. I feel like I struggle over like a video. I'm really a one-on-one communicator. I love eye contact. I love to talk to you right to your face. Like, I like to, you know, communicate one-on-one, and that was something that I really loved to do during the Creed. I loved to look at the judges in the room, and I'd be like, I believe in the future of agriculture with a faith born not of words, but of deeds. Achievements won by the present and past generations of agriculturalists. And of course, I'm doing my hand motions throughout this. I'm doing my eye contact. I'm making it look like I'm excited, all that kind of stuff. I'm a in-person kind of person when it comes to talking, and that's something I'll talk about later. But that's just what I've always been like, and that is one thing that I really wanted to have for the Creed when it came to time for us to decide who was going to be the one competing. And, you know, I sent the video in, and I felt like I did fine. I felt like I did the best out of the three we had, but, you know, our judges, quote-unquote advisors, had other plans, and of course I wasn't picked for that competition, and that's where it started. Now, the day after or so I wasn't picked, I was about as mad as a hornet. I really was not excited. I felt like all that work that I had put in was just put to the side and just completely cast out, and I did it for nothing is what I thought. And, you know, that's something that you can't think about anything with FFA. Now, yes, you'll have that feeling for a minute, and boy, did I have that feeling for a minute. I was sitting there, and multiple times I was just like, what did I do wrong? Where could I have went right? And that's just a common question I would ask myself throughout the whole thing. I'd rewatch the video that I sent our advisors, and I'd be like critiquing every little bit of my video. I should have swung my hand this way. I shouldn't have said this word. I should have done that. That's exactly what I did. And I was extremely hard on myself throughout the whole process of, you know, auditioning per se for the Creed. And that's just something you can't really do at all. And of course, that's just the way I am. As bad as it sounds, I like to critique every little thing I do. I like to know where I went wrong, where I could have went better, and everything like that. And to be honest, like, there's really nothing that I knew that I could do about it. I started off with that competition. That was really the first one that I could say that really disappointed me and made me realize, oh my gosh, you suck. You need to get better. That's the first thing. And I got mad at myself, and I was mad for a good week and a half or so. Disappointed, mad, everything that you could call it, that was me. Now, are you supposed to be that way? No. So, I would like to say that I learned, but yeah, we'll see where that gets me. And, well, I let that pass, and here we are in the fall of 2023, and I did horse judging, and I competed, and I got 18th out of like 70-something, and I felt fantastic. 18 might be a low number for most of y'all, but oh, I felt great. I felt like I'd finally done something good. Did I know what the heck I was talking about with my reasons, my placings, anything? No. But I did good, and that was all that matters. Good in my terms, at least. And a few more weeks go by, and I did the livestock judging competition, and I felt great. You could say I felt amazing. I felt like I went in, and I felt like I judged every class. I would got a 50 on every class, got a 50 on Keep Cull. I thought I would get the best score on the reasons, absolutely everything. I knew what I was talking about, or did I? And here's where I went wrong. I went up there, and for one, I did not know how to place no cows. Or I think they were heifers, maybe? Yeah, I think they were heifers. I didn't know how to place them, and that's where I went wrong. I went up there, I gave the best set of reasons I had ever given, and well, we go to, I think it was La Cabana over in Martin, and we are sitting there, cheese dip just got on the table, I just ordered my food, and here I am on judging card, and I'm scrolling, well no, hold up, retract just a bit. And I'm scrolling, or no, I'm not scrolling yet. I look, and it says, West Tennessee Livestock Judging CDE. Results are posted. And I look, and I'm like, where's my name? And I'm scrolling, I'm past about 50 by now. I'm not on here, am I? And then I'm past 70. Nope. And then I hit 90, and I'm like, oh, 95 out of 99. And I was really just sitting there like, wow, did I really just place almost last in a competition? And I know what most people are saying. They're probably like, Carson, it's fine. You never did this competition before, but it's not fine for me. I'm one of those people that I really just can't take 95 out of 99, you suck, as a, yeah, that's fine. It was your first time. It's going to be better. That's not really what I can do. I don't know how to do that. I've never been able to do that, and I never probably will be able to do that. Now, did I really show that I was, you know, freaking out, mad, figuring out where I went wrong? No. I was sitting there eating my chicken, cheese, and rice, and really just being disappointed. I'm like, well, all this work for nothing, basically, and you know, I just sat there. Where did I go wrong? Where did this happen? That was my big question. And, of course, our team was actually only three people that year. We had one drop out last minute. So, it was bad. I weighed our team down really bad. I think I was like 20. We were 25 out of 27 eventually. But I'm one of those people where I'll overlook it eventually, and I'll just say, oh, yeah, that happened, and I'll laugh it off. I'm one of those people, I will laugh off everything I can, and I feel like laughing after you fail miserably has been one of the best things for me, and I'll get to that in a minute. But I think that was the last competition and Ag Issues rolls around. It was our chapter's first year doing the Agricultural Issues Forum. We had a team of seven, and every single team just so happened to do a presentation on farmland loss in our area. And, of course, it was an issue that was really affecting our county because Blue Oval City, which is Ford, is building a big old factory in Haywood County. And it was just something that I honestly wanted to talk about. And I didn't really know how we were going to do it, but we were going to talk about farmland loss. And of course, it is the biggest issue in agriculture right now. And it's something that people are going to talk about. And we just had to make it as original as possible just to, you know, make it to where it's, you know, going to stand out and not blend in with the rest. But we give our skit, we did a coffee shop scene with a farmer coming in and basically saying, hey, they're trying to buy my land, this, this, and this, talking to other farmers. Some farmers want their land to be sold, some people don't, and it was just something that we thought was memorable and we thought was really great, and it was not, apparently. We're getting the results back, and we're 7 out of 7. Yay. And there's the defeat one more time, and it's something that's just going to keep coming back and coming back at this point. And, you know, you got to just accustom yourself to it at some point, which is not what I want to say. But that's what I was feeling after that competition. I felt like the defeat and disappointment was just going to be something that I will never get over. And it's just going to be there forever and ever and ever. A few more weeks roll by and I do the extemporaneous public speaking competition. But no, I do not. I get sick 2 days before the competition with COVID and I'm out. There it is again. The defeat, discouragement, everything. It's there still. About a few more weeks and here I am at state. I'm giving my AgriScience Fair project presentation. The results are out and it's only the finalists. The finalists are posted one day and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be a finalist. I feel really good about this. I think I did amazing. ENR Division 3, the top two were not from Haywood County. There it is again. The defeat, and yeah. A few days later, they post the actual results with all 8, placings. And here it is, Haywood County, 8 out of 8. What's new for me? That's exactly what I was feeling the whole entire time. I'm thinking, I'm never going to be good at this. I'm never going to be good at something that I'm never going to be good. I'm never going to get what I want. I'm never going to be good. I'm discouraged as much as I could be. I was never going to be good at anything I did. That's exactly what I was thinking. And I knew that was going to be the case. But a few more weeks roll by, and I decide I'm not going to say last minute, because I went to a prep course, and then I decided to run for regional office. And I felt way too good to come out of those interviews, the quiz, everything like that. I felt way too good coming out of it. I felt like I was about to rock it, and I'm about to be a regional officer. I felt like I was about to be the regional sentinel for some reason. And I'm sitting there in the cafeteria student area, I think is what it's called, at Jackson State Community College. It's April 4th, 2024, around 8 o'clock. Mr. Eason comes out and he's saying the 2023-2024 West Tennessee FFA Regional Officer Team will be announcing the people for the 2024-2025 team. And then it starts off with Layla saying, your sentinel is da-da-da-da. Then it goes to Bailey. Or no, it goes to Abby doing the reporter. Then Bailey, the treasurer. Then Paul, the secretary. And then Ty, the vice president. And then Sarah's talking about the 2024-2025 West Tennessee FFA regional president is not me. That's exactly what I had. Every single position went by, and I was like, it's not me. It's not going to be me. I don't know why I ran. I should have done other stuff today. Don't know why I ran. Why am I here? Why did I do this? Why did I do that? I'm one of those people that I have all these ideas just run through my head at one split second. I'm going to think I'm never going to be good enough for these things, but honestly, it's part of it. You're going to be discouraged so many times being an FFA. And this was a speech that I really like to give. I'm sitting in my extemporaneous public speaking class at camp this past week, and I was talking to, or I wasn't talking, but I was giving a speech, and there was a bunch of people in the room, about 20 people, and it was just like, what does FFA mean to you? And one big thing that I preached on during the speech was the fact that FFA gives you more and more opportunities after you continue to fail. That is my big thing. I have continued to fail time and time and time again, but FFA has continued to give me opportunities to come back and try to be, you know, better. Have those opportunities worked out? No, not yet. But that's fine. And, you know, I've given this speech. I think I just gave the worst speech of my whole entire life. Now, this is just, I kind of am always hard on myself with certain things, and this was one of them things. I thought, yeah, that was the worst speech I've ever given. I'm not going to be in the top six to compete at camp for the winner that week. None of that's going to happen. But to my surprise, Sarah Ault gets up there. She's announcing the top six of extemp speakers that night. And from Haywood, Carson Osteen. Like, I hear that and I'm like, hold on a second. What? I didn't expect it. I didn't think that I was going to, you know, actually win something. Well, I'm not going to say I won, but I didn't think I was going to move on to the top six of extemp speakers. There was about 15, I think, we had, and to be placed in the top six of those was really special to me. Now, you're probably thinking, Carson, it's camp. It's just camp. Why are you this excited? And to be honest, the reason I'm this excited is because I've never done good at anything else. I've never been top six. I've never done anything that's worthy of, you know, having praise for myself in FFA. Like above the chapter level or local level. I've never done those things. I've never done nothing at the regional level, state level. I've never even gotten above the regional level with competitions. Now, all of these moments that I just spilled about for the past 17 minutes are some of the things that I will see as the biggest things to build encouragement over the next year. Now, when livestock judging rolls around, I will do whatever I can to not have that 95 out of 99 score again. I'm going to do whatever I can to build whatever knowledge I don't have. I'm going to try to learn from these people that might know more than me so that I can get that better score and help our team place, you know, respectfully. Whenever Ag Issues rolls around, if we decide to do it again, I'm going to do whatever I can to make our chapter the top five. That's my goal. It doesn't have to be top two. I don't want to go to state. Like, I would love to go to state, but, like, that's not my goal. I'm just trying our best to get higher than what we are. And that's just something that always is going to be at the forefront of my mind. I'm always going to try to be better. That's always something I want to do. That's always something I'm going to try to do. Will it work out that way all the time? Probably not. But that's just what I want and what I'm going to strive for. When I run for regional office next year, which, cat's out the bag, I'm running, yay. I think I've been telling everybody that, though, so everybody should know. Well, actually, I just jumped way ahead. When extemporaneous public speaking comes around next year, I'm going to go through. I'm going to learn everything about any topic that I possibly can. If I'm sitting here talking about artificial insemination or drones or, I don't know, chemicals on a field, if I'm going to be talking about it, I want to know as much as I can about it. And I'm going to go through all the extemp topics that I can. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything that I can to just be better. That's going to be my motto this year. It's just be better. I really don't know if I'll be able to accomplish it, but I'm going to do whatever I can to try my best to achieve that. And when I run for regional office next year, I'm going to go to every single prep course that I can, from Cookeville to Knoxville to Martin. Every single one that there is, I will be there. Like, it's just one thing that if the opportunity is there, take it. That's going to be my biggest thing. You're going to fail. That's the hard truth. You're going to fail. Even the best people fail. Even the national winners have failed before. National officers, they failed at some point. State officers, they have failed at some point. Regional officers, they have failed at some point. Chapter members, they have failed at some point too. Everybody has failed at some point in their FFA journey, but they have turned around and taken all of that failure and used it as encouragement to take that step further, go further, and build back whatever they had and make it better. Now, that's something that I really hope will pay off for me over the next year as I do take those big leaps and try my best to build so many different things next year. I don't really know exactly what I'm going to be building, but I'm going to be trying to build something. Now, we're going to see how it works out, but I'm really, really hoping and praying that everything that I, you know, failed with this year will, you know, help me next year as in becoming a better FFA member, chapter officer, maybe eventually regional officer. Everything that I, you know, failed with this year, like I said, I'm going to use it as much as I can and use it as determination to be better. That's my big thing, just be better. And once you start to, you know, see the benefits and reap the benefits, you will start to feel more, oh my gosh, I'm blanking, sorry. But once you start to reap the benefits, you'll feel like you're achieving more and it will pay off. You will feel way more better about whatever you're doing. And I'm excited to maybe feel that way over the next year. Maybe, maybe not, but we will see how that turns out. But I really hope that everybody, if you are discouraged about anything with FFA, just turn around and use it in whatever way to make yourself become better. I'm always willing to reach out if you have questions about something, like say you did terrible at this competition. I'm in that same boat with you. But say you did bad at the competition and you want to be better. I'm more than excited. I would be more than happy to share as much as I can with anybody about how to be better and anything like that. So if anybody ever has any questions about all that, just feel free to reach out. I'm always an open book as much as I can be. I'm always excited to share what I know with anybody. And like I said, if you have anything or ever anybody ever wants to reach out, just let me know. And yeah. So I'm going to go on and wrap up this episode, which is episode 4. Episode 5 is going to be a big one. I plan on having a state officer on here. I maybe can tell y'all which one it is. We will see. I think I'll tell y'all at the end of this one. So keep to stick around till the very end. But episode 5 is going to be a big one. I have a episode planned with Sarah Ault, the West Tennessee State Vice President, and it's going to be a Q&A, with a bunch of questions and just conversating and everything like that. But I hope you guys stay tuned for next week. I hope you all have a fantastic week as well. Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of Empowering the Future of Agriculture. I'm your host, Carson Osteen, and I will see y'all next week. Bye, guys.